person I know.
Well, I got your letter, and I'm mighty sorry, but we'll talk about that later. I called you now to tell you. Anyway, it's a sweet, gracious, lovely letter. If only you could write, and I regretted it, but we'll debate it a little later. What I called you about now, I wish you would think of every human you could that we ought to give thought to, so we have the best appointee that anybody could ever conceive of. And I want to get away from Harvard and the professors up there and things of that nature, because I'm just tired of having to have somebody like that every time it comes up on some question. I've looked at my friend at 28 appointees, about half of them come out of there. I want to go to Chicago or Midwest, Ohio, or Michigan, or some of these other states. We've got Douglas from Oregon, we've got Warren from Illinois, we've got White from Colorado, we've got Black from Alabama, we've got Brennan from New Jersey, we've got another guy from New York, or whatever his name is, but it's blind, getting blind, and Harlan, and we've got Clark from Texas. So I think the place where we really need somebody is Illinois, in that general area. The thing I called you about is Fulbright is taking this Tad Shultz line, and he's unable to get anybody to support it at all. There's about four books being written by Shultz and Kurzweil and everything. So the other day we just asked him to, told him while he's up here, to get Donald Reed that got kicked out of this crowd, and let him testify. He can get as much about as anybody speaking at the press club, but they wouldn't have him. They didn't want anybody that was not a United States citizen to be testifying. Anybody lived out. Now I see they've called Munoz Marin. Yes, and he's coming Friday. And of course I know of his general feeling, and I know that he knows I called him. He has called Vet Corps and called the Garrison, and I tried to get them to go down there, but Vet Corps indicated he'd do it, but then his own country wouldn't agree to it over the OAS. Then they laid it in my lap, said I never did ask him to do it and so forth. I want to be sure that he knows when he goes up there that the two of the super liberals are trying to pin a little something on me, and he's going to be used, and of course if he is and wants to be, that's all right, but I sure hope he's not. He has all the way through. He's got 100% batting average, but it won't make a difference if he drops a statement like they did on the Bobby Baker thing or something like that, or if he gets you deeply involved in private negotiations and things. And I would sure sit down with him and explore with him the details, because this executive stuff will ultimately someday come out. And I think he's got to understand that from April 64 up, we had this problem, and we watched it, and then Sunday, after they took over Saturday night, until Wednesday night, we laid off that harbor there and looked in, and then when we did go in, they were actually had their Tommy guns in the hotel shooting our people and shooting through an embassy. And how a man could wait any longer, I don't know, but he ought to know that. And I don't expect him to bail me out of anything, but I want him to know our side of it. And so he doesn't say, well, he thinks this is in retrospect that Johnson was a little hastier or something else. I don't expect him to endorse any intervention, but I do expect him to be awfully guarded in pinning something on. Fulbright's trying to prove that we went in because we thought there were communists, but we don't know of any communists. I'm in a meeting, I'll get down now. turns. A little liberal, a little left of the center is about what I think I am. I'd like to have one 50 years old. I'd like to have one that everybody in the United States had heard of and knew something about, or certainly a good lawyer that was a man of compassion. Probably go along with the blacks, the Douglases reasonably well. That created a problem, but then somewhat of Warren's general stature and temperament and disposition and philosophy as I see it from my vantage point. If it comes from out there, and I wouldn't care whether he's Republican. I'd really like it if he were a Republican. And incidentally, I got a new FBI on you. It's very interesting. I'll talk to you about it some of these days. Perfect, no. Not a criticism, not a single one, but some folks that ought to really know you mighty well and be strong for you knew that you by reputation.